Okay, the way said today's daf is Kuf Nun Vav. We're holding Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud. And you recall yesterday we had a lengthy discussion about when can a young man go and sell properties, real estate. We had a machloikis, 18, 20, with saris. And then we discussed, of course, what happens if he's a saris. And then we also discussed toichzman, kelefneizman, keliachrizman. We had a beautiful discussion about all of this yesterday. And now the Gemara continues to talk about bedika for purposes of discovering whether or not a person has sa'arois. Why is this relevant? Oh, it has a lot of reasons to be relevant. Omer Nachman, Omer Shmuel, about 8, 9 lines, 10 lines on the top of the Yomid, Boidkin lekidushin, legerishin, ulechalitza, ulemiunin, v'limkar menichsi aviv, atyehei ben estrin. So the first four is that if we want and if we need to determine whether this young man and whether this young lady are both b'nei mitzvah, he's a bar mitzvah and she is a bat mitzvah, it's not enough that they have reached the golden age of 13 and 12 respectively. However, it has to be 13 plus shtei saris and 12 plus shtei saris. For what purposes? So to borrow the kiddushin. The mashal, whether there was an effective kiddushin. What difference does it make? Rishbam says very, very simply. What happens if the Chos and Kala get married on Sunday? Beautiful chasana, 18-piece band, everything is wonderful, everything is great. And then what happens the next day? The Chos and Kala, he's 13 and she's 12. And on Monday, what happens if another young man sees this young lady and proposes to her and marries her? So we would normally say, she's an Eishes Ish, she's already married. However, if the chosin, in fact, was not a godel, what do you mean not a godel? He already had his 13, had his bar mitzvah. Mazel tov. Did he have shtei saris? I don't know. So if he didn't have shtei saris, he could have the status of a katan. Therefore, the kiddushin was not effective because he cannot make a kinyan. And therefore, it could very well be that she's married too. The person from Monday, because the first kiddushin was not effective. Oh, yeah, yeah, so what's going to be? Make a bedika. Obviously, this doesn't happen nowadays very often because it's very rare that a 13-year-old gets married. But lu yitzur, a 13-year-old, were to get married, says Nachman Omer Shmuel, one should be boidikim in advance to make sure, is this going to be a valid binding marriage or not? So therefore, boikil kiddushin, we're boidik in advance for kiddushin to go and see whether or not he had two sons.
So let's say hypothetically, it turns out he didn't have, then they had kids. What's the status of the kids?
They could not have kids.
Physically, I don't know whether one could have kids. But what you're talking about is, typically, she would become pregnant sometime later, not from that first BM. And then, the question is, any time that they live together subsequent to that date, would that now automatically cause their marriage to be upgraded from economy class to business class, or from a non-effective kiddushin to an effective kiddushin? And that thing more talks about as to whether or not kolabo aldas the kiddushin rishoinim huba, when he goes and lives with her in the future, what do they have in mind? In other words, at least what do we place in their minds? Are they thinking of cementing that original relationship? And that original relationship was not an effective kiddushin, so they're just living, quote-unquote, in sin? Or do you say, no, now that he does have the shtei saris, assuming that he gets shtei saris a day later, a month later, a year later, and that's how he's able then to go and impregnate, because normally the two are hand in hand. Normally if a boy doesn't have, or if the girl doesn't have shtei saris, normally they cannot, they're sterile or they're barren or there's some problem here. Otherwise they would have the shtei saris. That's typically the way it works medically. But anyway, but just in your situation, where in fact a year later she does become pregnant, would it be what would be the status of the child? Either side of the child would be a normal, regular child, because in between, as they have lived together, it's been an automatic upgrade to a kiddushin d'oraisa. Or even if not, so the child would be a pogum. Pogum means that there's a blemish on his or her neshama, but it wouldn't be a mamzer, because a mamzer would only be if in fact she married one person, then she married somebody else, and she become pregnant from the second person.
Would it be on the same level as, let's say, a Baal Nida, the kid that was born?
Very similar. You know, this is already more esoteric type of something, but what you're saying is right. It would be a pagam in the neshama. Then that's for kiddushin. Be poetic. Let's make sure. Similarly, legerishin. If he's giving a get, he has to go and be a godo. Now, the obvious question is, how did he get married in the first place? I mean, by the kiddushin, they already made that bedika according to Rav Nachman HaMishul. So why do we have to do it again? Right. The legerishin. So the Gemara is going to ask this question in another moment. Stay tuned to the Gemara's question and the fascinating answer. Ula chalitza. Chalitza, of course, you know, is that you have a person who never passed away and left an almana without any children, Rachmana l'Islam. But he did leave a brother or two. And the brother or two decided they're not going to be miyabim, they're going to be choleitz. Oh, for purposes of that chalitza, we have to determine whether or not she is a gedoyla or not. Why don't we have to determine about him? Again, we'll talk about that shortly in the Gemara, but we want to make sure that she is a gdoyla, because if she's not, the chalitza will not be effective.
So if he's if he doesn't have the shtei saras or below 13, he cannot be miyabim, or he can?
What you're asking is a beautiful question, Ariel. He can be miyabim, but he cannot be choleitz. Let's wait for a moment, and we'll talk about it shortly.
So he could be miyabim, let's say, before bar mitzvah shtei saros, and
hold the question. You'll see the Gemara is going to address it in another two or three minutes. Mamish kanaynahar. It's because of that question that he saw the man. Ula miyunin after 9 times. Come on. Ula miyun. What's mita miyunin? As we all know, what happens if chas v'shalom you have a girl whose father passed away, rachmanu litzlan, and she needs to get married, and she's still a ketana. Now, min ha-toira, the Torah says that a father has the absolute right to go and marry off his daughter, even if she's still a ketana, as biti nosati lo ish hazeh, even if she's only 5 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old, father has a right to marry her off. What happens, chas v'shalom, there is no father? Midrabanan, the Chacham said that the mother or older brother can also marry her off when she is a ketana. However, because this happens to be a kedushin d'rabbanon and not a kedushin d'oraisa, to sever this kedushin, the chachamim empowered the young lady that before she becomes a bat mitzvah, she can go and make an announcement: "I am mimma enes." Mimma enes means I refuse to return to my husband. So shenginuk, but she has to do that prior to her bat mitzvah. As soon as she becomes 12, mitzvah saris, it's already too late. From that point on, if they want to sever the marriage, either one of them has to pass away, chas v'shalom, or he has to give her a get. This mian can only be accomplished prior to her becoming bas mitzvah, plus the shtei saris. Aha. How many people does she have to do a mian in front of? Tzerni machlekes, whether in front of two edim, or in front of a besna. And the final halach of Rav Nachman HaMishmuel is v'limkar b'nichsi oviv achi hei ben esrim. Now this goes back to yesterday's Gemara. We had a machlokes when a young man can go and sell the nechasim of his father is at the age of 18 or the age of 20. So Rav Nachman HaMishmuel says we pass it at the age of 20.
With saris.
With saris, yeah. Or if there's no saris, he has simone saris. That one of the simone saris, we already discussed that yesterday. One of them, for instance, is a feminine voice. A high voice, it's like a lady, etc. Okay. So now that is the conclusion of Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, and now the Gemara asks the questions that we've already discussed briefly a moment ago. Number one, the chimin de banakna l'kiddushin. Obviously, if we're getting to the gerushin stage, there had to be a kiddushin prior to the gerushin. At the time of the kiddushin, you said we're ready boitik to go and find out did he have shtei saris or not. And if we're afraid the Gemara, chimin de banakna l'kiddushin, if we already checked it out a day before or a week before or a month before that he has shtei saris, the gerushin lamali, why do we have to do a new? As long as we know that he had shtei saris at that time, even if they fall out, it's fine. We know that he had the pubic hairs at the time he became bar mitzvah. He's a full-fledged bar mitzvah. You don't have to check it every time. You're right. Under normal circumstances, for a get, we would not have to check out. We already checked the b'shas kedushin. But we do need it for the gabe the yibam. What means the gabe yibam? And this is exactly what Ariel was talking about a minute ago. Even though normally a person cannot make a kinyan until he or she are over the age of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, respectively. They have to be gedolim and not ketanim. There is an exception to the rule. And that is a yavam who's only 9 years old. 9 years old, he's considered to already be a bar bia. He cannot impregnate because typically at that age they don't have zera that can impregnate. But nevertheless, they are bar bia. What's the din if he went and bali yavimtoi, right? His brother Nebuch passed away, leaving over a yavama. The brother that is doing the Yibam is only 9 years old in a day. In other words, he's 9 years old, or 10, or 11. He's not bar mitzvah yet. Kana, the Kinyan works. Why does the Kinyan work? After all, he's only 9 or 10, 11. And the Gemara Yivamis explains the reason is because they are a shtickle married even before he performs the Bia. That marriage is called Zika. What means Zika? Zika means that in a situation where, in fact, a husband passes away, leaving no children, but he does have remaining siblings, he has brothers, so there is a connection, the Gemara calls that connection a zika, between the brother that is eventually going to be miabim and or be cholet, and this yavama. And to sever that connection, you either have to, not to sever it, but complete the bond, and that is he should be miabim, or he has to go and give a chalitza. It gets doesn't help. Minatoyra. Yeah, sorry.
So I understand, but if the whole reason for Yibum is to Lahakim Nachla on that 9, he cannot create the offspring.
That's
so what's the point of the Yibum at 9 if the whole point is to have children? And
well, it's not that the Gemara is recommending that at the age of 9 that they should go and meet and mate. I'm happy with the idea that they should wait until he becomes more mature and she becomes more. I have no problem with that. The Gemara just saying is that if and when he's already 9 years old, he's in the parsha of Yibam because he's able to go and perform a bia, even though he cannot impregnate yet. In due course, this will occur, and therefore he can be koina her at this time because it's already. It's almost like the difference by kedushin and nisuin. Kedushin is not full fledged marriage; it's a shtekel marriage. They're going to consummate bishas nisuin. The fact that there is a zika, that's also a shtekel marriage. And then, therefore, by the way, in case a Yavama marries someone else before getting a Chalitza, she's over on an Isser, an Isser of Yavama Lishuk.
So there's no takana that for the Yibum, the kid, even though he's 9, he should wait till he's 13 where he can really...
No takana.
He but divorce her, right?
Well, we're going to talk about that in a month. So, Ben Teshem Yechashwal, Yivim Taikana, it is Koina, because it is that already umbilical cord that is connecting the two. So the Kinyan can be made. However, this is the point that Bill was making a moment ago. They noising yet ad shiagadel. What happens, in fact, if at the ripe old age of 9 in a day? The reason why we say 9 in a day, remember, is because if he's only 9 without that extra day, technically he's still 8. So once we get to the Yemecha, now he's already over the hump. He's now into the 9th year. So what happens now? Shabbat, he's already in the beginning of the 10th year, really. Anyway, so what happens now? If he is Miyabim and he's Koina, they're now Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they're now happily married. If Chas HaSholem, things do not work out, after 9 dates he decides he's not interested anymore, he wants to give a get, let's call the Shachet. No. You can't give a get, Achi Gadol, until he becomes a Godoil. Because to sever the, to make a Kenyan, he only had to be 9. How is that? Because it was already a Zika from before, from his brother, and that was a full-fledged Kenyan, because her brother was a full-fledged husband. Nebuchadnezzar passed away, but the Zika says that the remaining brother who's 9 years old, has an umbilical cord connecting him to the Yavama, so therefore all he has to do is now consummate by doing a Bia, full-fledged Kenyan, Mr. and Mrs., but if he wants now to sever it, you got to wait until he becomes a Godot, until he gets to Godless, which means 13. For that reason, we have to be Boidik Legerishin, not by regular Kiddushin, because by regular Kiddushin, we already were Boidik at the time of Kiddushin. Here we weren't Boidik because we know that he's not 13. We know he's only 9 or 10 or 11. Now that he becomes 13, he says, okay, it's about time. I've been dying to give this get for the last 4 years. Let's check whether he has Shtesaris or not, because otherwise the get won't be effective. Vaita lechalitza. What's the din legabe chalitza? Lafuki mid Rabbi Yosi. What's the din legabe chalitza? So what happens if, in fact, they want to go and sever the relationship? In other words, they're not interested in going ahead with the yibum. Now, clearly, the chosin, meaning the yovam, he has to be over bar mitzvah. How do I know? Because the pasuk uses the term ish. Where does he use the term ish? It says v'yim lo yachpoi to ish l'kaches es yevim toy. What happens if he doesn't want to be miyavim? And what the olza hanara in elai hashara elis kenim v'amra me'ein yevam l'hakim shem li'achiv li'ove yavmi. So the pasuk specifically refers to the yavim as v'yim lo yachpoi to ish. By using the term ish, ish means by definition he has to be a gadol. The question is, does she also have to be a gedoyla? And that's already a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Chacham. The Rabbi Yosi says that by ish kasev b'parsha. Okay, so we'll see. The Gemara is going to quote it now. Le'nitzrocha el le'yivam. Or that what he said. La'chalinza la'fukim in Rabbi Yosi. What means la'fukim in Rabbi Yosi? The Omar Rabbi Yosi said ish kasev b'parsha. It's only the ish that has to be bar mitzvah. Avil isha the yivama. Even if she happens to be less than the mitzvah. Sorry about yesterday. Okay. Anyway, our isha, the isha meaning the yavama, ben gedoyla ben katana, they could perform a chalitza even if she's only a katana. The yavam, he has to be a gadol because it says in the pasuk from Yahweh to ish, the yavam has to be at least bar mitzvah, but the isha can be even a katana. Aha. So it says the Gemara over here, Kamash Mulan, our halacha of Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel is coming to tell you we do not follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rather, the Makshinan Isha li Ish. Just like the Ish has to be a Gadol, because it says Ish, the Yavama also has to be a Gadoila. And therefore, the halacha of Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel is not coming to tell you the Gabi the man. The Gabi the man, I know that he has to be a Gadol, says Rishbam. It's no worse than Gerishin. Just like when he wants to give a get, he has to be a gadol. He wants to perform the chalitza with his yavama, he has to be a gadol. That was a double portion, and therefore, avada, not only does he have to be an ish 13 years old, he's got to be 13, plus the bedika of the shtei saris. But what about the isha? Rabbi Yossi says, Misha, you don't have to, it's not necessary, no. Says Rabbi Nachman Meshmul, no. The isha, we also have to be Boydik to make sure that she has a shtei saris, so that this should be an effective chalitza. Because in fact, if she is not a gedoyla yet, you can do as many chalitzas as you want. It was null and void and goyished.
So if you say she has to be a gedoyla for chalitza, why can't you also say she has to be a gedoyla for yibum?
Because only by chalitza do you have this parsha. First of all, the gabe yibum, Agmar doesn't discuss what age she has to be. Whether she has to be a gedoyla or even a ktana. We know for sure that he can be a katan. So, whether or not she can be a ktana or not.
She married already, so that she said that aviv, her father married her off, so mm-hmm. It's a condition to raisa, mm-hmm. So she should be able to fall to yibam, I would think.
I'll be svara, you're right. I'm just saying our Gemara doesn't address it.
I'm saying, what you're saying
makes a lot of
why
sense.
Why does the Gemara specify that for chalitza she has to be, but not, meaning like they specify for chalitza she has to be at least bas mitzvah. So why can't you rationally think that for Yibba, if it holds for Chalitza, why shouldn't it hold for Yibba?
So Brother Shai is saying, you're right, let's assume that you're right. Rav Nachman Mishmul didn't need to tell us that, because just like the Gemara said, what do I need to go and check by the Gerishin? We already checked by the Kedushin. Meaning that if there was already an effective Kedushin for this young lady, so presumably either she was over Bas Mitzvah, and or she may have been Ektana, but her father married. Thank you. The father married her off. If the father married her off, that's a kedushin d'oraisa. If kedushin d'oraisa, then the chiyuv yibam d'oraisa. So presumably, even if she is still a ktana, she still has that same zika because her father made her into a married woman, even though she was a ktana. So presumably, she would be a yivama also, even though she's a ktana. And therefore, you don't have to be voidik because it's a double pasha to her. There's no purpose in being voidik because she's only 8 or 10 years old.
Right.
That's what Brother Shai says, and that makes a lot of sense. But the reason why the Gemara is making this hekish specifically about chalitza, because by chalitza it says that b'mlo yachboi to ish. Ish suggests that it's got to be a gadol. Gadol means 13 plus the shtei saris. So says the Gemara, we have a machloikus whether the same thing applies to the isha, because it doesn't say any word, the word isha. It says yivimtoi. It doesn't say isha. So yivimtoi might be only 8 or 10 or 12 years old, or less than 12 years old. Since we don't know for sure, so a machloikus between Rabbi Yosi and the Chumra. Rabbi Yosi says that isha, even a ktana, can accept chalitza, because it doesn't say isha in the parasha. The Chum disagree, and that's why Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, or Shmuel Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, is passing like the Chum, not like Rav Yosi, and saying that just like he has got to be with in the parsha of a godel and the two saras, she has to as well. She has to be 13, she has to be 12. And finally, ulmiyunin, lafuk mid Rabbi Yehuda. Again, miyun, we explained, means that she was only married midrabanan through her mother or through an older brother. What's the halacha then? Then if she wants to end this marriage, she only has to be mimma enes, but it has to be before she becomes bas mitzvah. The definition of bas mitzvah means 12 plus the shtei saras. What is the chiddush of Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel lafukim Rabbi Yehuda to exclude the view of Rabbi Yehuda? Who's Rabbi Yehuda? The Amar ad sheyar b'shachar. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda says that we give her an extension on her miyun period. Miyun doesn't end when she gets shtei saras. It's got to be a bunch of hairs. Ad sheyar b'shachar. What exactly is a bunch of hairs? Black hair. Black hair. Well, we're saying black because that's normally with black. It could be green and blue and yellow and orange, but you know, that's normally. And therefore, that's the Yar B'Shachar. Our Gemara doesn't go into the details, but the Gemara elsewhere, Masechtas Nida, if you want to see the Rishbam, about eight lines before the wide lines, at Yar B'Shachar, it's three or four lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. So like Rabbi Yehuda, Masechtas Nida, Mefarish, at Yubu Hasarois. This Yarba Shochar means that there are a lot of sarois, the Ushoich voice, and they're kind of lying there down below. Venira Kemoisha Hirba Shochar. And it looks like it's as if it's real all black. See, it doesn't even have to be that many hairs, but the hairs are long enough that they extend and they are Shoich voice. They are covering that area down below. And if that's the case, it's Vira, oh, now she has the din, she can no longer be Mimma Enes. But until that point, she can. So the fact that Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel said, we check at the age of 12 to see whether the Shtei Saris, my friend, according to Behud, the Shtei Saris is not gunished. We still have another week, month, 2 months, whatever, until it's Yar B'Shachar. Two Saris is not the key timeline. Kamash Malon, the Lake Rebuta. And the final thing that Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel said, this is already not so much on the Shtei Saris, this is now Balimkar Benichsi Oviv Ad Shehei Ben Esrim. When it comes to Nichsi Oviv, even if he has the Shtei Saris, well, if he has the Shtei Saris, we don't have to worry. Yeah, but we're talking about to sell Nichsi Oviv. To sell Nichsi Oviv, even if the person is not a Yedea Betiv Masa Umatan, if this person is not a Yedea Betiv Masa Umatan, they cannot go and sell Nichsi Oviv immediately as soon as they become Bar Mitzvah or 15. It's got to be either 18 or 20. And therefore, Zoktun Zigimara says, Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, we had a machloikis yesterday, is it 18 or 20? I'm telling you that the halacha is 20. And together with that 20, you have to have either the Shtei Saris or, like we said yesterday, the Simone Saris. Chas v'shol. Lafuki miman, why does he have to tell us this chiddush? To go and exclude the man, the Amar, that said yes, that he mentioned Shmoyne Esrei, that it's not 18, but rather that it is 20. So it's 20 plus either the Shtei Saris, or it's 20 plus the Simoni Saris, and then he's considered to be a godo for purposes of selling the real estate. What happens if he's 20, and he had neither the Shtei Saris, nor the Simoni Saris? He's still a cotton. Until he's a cotton, until when? Roiv Shanoisev, 36 years old, which is Roiv of 70 years. Exactly right.
And he's a backing business.
Sorry?
And he's a business backing.
Business, unless he's a business. If he's a business backing, then he's already at the age of 13 and a little bit. You could already sell. Zokimara, Vehilchasa, and what is the halachas? And now we're just doing a quick review of the halachas, not only of today, but also of yesterday. We just finished paskening, and you got to be 20 if he's not a Yedea Betiv Masu Matan. 18 is not enough, it's got to be 20. Vehilcha Toich Zman Kilif Nezman. What happens if the person is 19 and a half, he or she is in their 20th year, but they didn't hit the 20 year deadline or lifeline yet? Your Toich Zman, that's Kilif Nezman. It's as if you're still 15, 16, 17, 18. No good. It's not Kilachar's man. Tech's man is Kilachar's man. And Vilchazaki Gidl Bar Menashe. Who is Gidl Bar Menashe? That's the one that spoke about the idea Betiv Masa Umatan, where in such a case, even if the Tinnik is only 13 and has a Shtei Saris, and the girl has 12 in Shtei Saris, if they are Yodea Betiv, if they are Gerutin, if they are as a Geribin Asachrim, means they're astute in Hilchos, for financial matters and real estate, then you don't have to wait till 18 or 20, even at the age of 12 and 2 Saras, or 13 and 2 Saras, boy or girl. V'hilchas, and we also paskin like Mar Zutra. Now, who is Mar Zutra? So Mar Zutra we had back on the Amid base.
Isn't he the exil arch?
No.
That's the Reish Kalusa.
Oh.
Mar Zutra, his name was Mar Zutra. How he got the name Mar Zutra, I don't know offhand. We don't have the benefit of Barry being with us. Otherwise, I'm sure he would have a good reason. Zutra often means that small or young. So theoretically, he might have been a young person or a short person, maybe. That's how he got the name Mar Zutra. Right. But anyway, the Gemara says yesterday, about five lines from the bottom of the Amid, that Amar Rav Huna bar Eder of Yeshua Uli Eidus Eidusai Eidus. Even if he only happens to be 13 years old, he can already say Eidus at that time. He doesn't have to wait until he becomes 18 or 20. However, Mar Zutra said, Le'amarn el metaltali al mekarkoi loy. Yes, once he's 13 years old and the Shteisaris, he can go and say Eidus for metaltalin, but not for karkois. Why not for karkois? Because he's not in the parasha of karkois yet. Why is he not in the parasha? Because if he's not a Yedea, Betiv, Masu, Maton, he can only go and get involved in Karkois at the age of 18 or 20. So therefore, he cannot say Eidus until that point. So that's Halacha Kimar Zutra. That's what we said, that he can say Eidus at the age of 13. It's only by Metaltalin and not by Karkois. Vilchus Kamemar, we also pass on like Kamemar. What did Amemar say? Two lines from the bottom of yesterday. Omar Memar, Umatanose Matana. Even though the 13-year-old cannot go and sell the property, but he can give it as a matana. And he more says, that doesn't make any sense. Madach, if he's getting some money, you're saying it's not effective. Giving it away for free, that should be effective.
It's not that stupid.
No.
So handle money in front of
him. Exactly. So he more said, the reason, Gabi Mechir, it's no good, because we're afraid they're going to go and jingle not only the belts, but also the money in front of him. And he's going to say, I smell the money. And going to go and sell Karka at a very cheap
discounted.
I'm looking for a fire sale price. He's going to go and sell it very, very cheap, and that we're afraid, he smelled the money and he sold it cheaply. No good. You got to wait until 18 or 20. However, said the Gemara, the Gavi Matana, why would anybody give away a Matana? It must be that he got Hano'o Gedoyla, said Reshban. What's the Hano'o Gedoyla? Didn't go into the details, but presumably we're talking about here an orphan, didn't have parents, at least didn't have a father, nobody to support him. What happens if somebody took him into his home and he bathed him and he gave him three meals a day and he paid his tuition and he gave him clothing and he diapered him and whatever a child needs, and now the child has become 13, he says, this adoptive, my stepfather, what a wonderful person he's been. And he had no duty to me and he took care of me. Once he gave him matana, matana, say matana. Okay, so that was yesterday. And finally, Bilchas Allah Iskrim Nachman Omer Shmuel Bekulu. Bekulu means we started today Omer Nachman Omer Shmuel Boikil Kedush and the Gerish and the Chalitz and the Yunin Limkar. We passed like him across the board in all of those halachas. And now we start a brand new Mishnah, Rabbi Say. This Mishnah is a real eye opener in the sense that we are all familiar with the Talmudic dictum that Divrei Shchimra Chichsuvin Chemusarin Dami. What does that mean? Normally, if a person happens to be alive and kicking in a bori and he's full of vigor and strength, to convey property, you have to make a kinyan. However, the Chacham said, Shchimra is in a different parsha. Why? Shemetitroif daitei olav. We're afraid that he's unfortunately in his last few minutes, hours, days of life, and so therefore, every minute is precious, and you don't want him draining him a cup. And if he says, one of the major things that I got to do before I pass away is allocate all of my assets. I have to make kinyanim. I have to call lawyers, and how do I do the kinyan? And if I make a kinyan sudr, do I have to go and pick it up three tvachim, just one tevach? Does it have to be my sudr? Do I take it from someone else? Does he make the kinyan? Do I make the kinyan? Ay, yoy, yoy, yoy. So you know what? Divrei Shchimra, his amira alone is enough. Once he says, I'm giving my property to Yankel, Beryl, and Shmerel, and he identifies which properties. And then Chas v'Shalom, he passes away. That's it. You don't need to make any kinyanim. It's done. Signed and sealed. Divrei Shchimra, Kichsuvin, V'chemusarin, Dami.
It has to be in front of two witnesses?
It has to be in front of two witnesses that we know that he actually did it. But otherwise, I don't know that this
meaning is... Meaning if there's one person that's present when he makes this...
Would that be sufficient? I think halachically it would be sufficient unless it's being challenged by others that say, no, no, he gave it to us, or he gave it to the Yorshim, then you'd probably have to have two Edom. So in other words, I don't think you need the two Edom to establish the kinyan, the chalos, right, the effectiveness, the efficacy of this conveyance. Mm-hmm. However, you may need two Edom in case it's being challenged in court that maybe he didn't say that after all. Maybe he didn't say Yankel, Beryl, and Shmerel. Maybe he said Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Oh, for that you'd have that two Edom to go and establish it. That, in fact, is what he said. Okay, so that's what we've been learning all along. Reb Lozer of our Mishnah respectfully disagrees, and he holds there is no such takana of a special matana shchimra. A shchimra is no different than a bari. A bari is no different than a shchimra. You gotta make a kinyan, and that's what Reb Lozer says. Hamachalik nechosim b'apiv, someone who is distributing his nechosim. Reb Lozer oimer echad bari say, if he's a bari, in other words, a regular normal person. V'echad mesukan our shchimra situation. If it's nechosim sheish lan achrayis, which means real estate, niknim b'kesu b'shtaru b'chazaka. We're talking about metalplan, a nicknan elem mashicha, mashicha lav dafka, mashicha or hagba, or another kinyan, but the point is, even though he's misukan, you gotta make a kinyan. That's what Reb Lozer holds.
This wasn't brought up earlier with making a kinyan,
no,
and with Shmuel. We didn't have this with the Shchimra, whether he made a kinyan, now he can't bring it back if he lives.
Meaning, okay, very good, very good.
Right, so we mentioned the whole kinyan.
Okay, well, no, don't get too.
I'm all right.
You're
I'm
doing
right.
Beautifully.
I'm cool.
No, that's good. No, you know, it's a rischa di rice. So you're heating up in the Torah Kedoshah. Because haloi koi devori ka'eshna om Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my words of the Torah are like fire. So you're getting all fired up. It's
you get singed.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful. Especially if you're an oif, pireach, on the top of Rabbi Yonis and Menazir. Right? Then you can really get singed. Anyway. The Gemara is talking about that the schwachste of what the Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the one that knew Rabbi Verov, and he knew the Sicha Shedim and the Sichas the Kolim, and he knew everything. What about who is the greatest Talmud? Rabbi Yonis ben Zakkai. He said Rabbi Yonis ben Zakkai that if Oif Pireach al Gabov, then it would go
combust.
Right. Anyway, getting back to your question, what you are referring to is a Mishnah that we had before in Daf Kuf Mem Vov Amid Beis, where the Mishnah there distinguished between if a Shchimra gave away all of his nechasim, or he only gave away some of his nechasim, and subsequently, Baruch Hashem, he lived. He got back to his good vigor and to his good strength. He recovered. Shai. So the halacha is the gabi, those nechasim, if he gave away everything, it all comes back. Because the reason why he gave away everything is because he was sure, he was convinced by his doctors that it's all over, we're done. That's why he gave away everything. So therefore, if he recovers, he gets everything back. What happens if he didn't give away everything? He only gave away miktsas, 50%, 80%. He left at least a karka koshu, which means kedei mizaynoi, so kedei panasosai. If he only gave away some but not all, then the halacha is, then it does go to the recipients, even if he recovers, but only if they made a kinyan. Because without a kinyan, it didn't go over. After all, Baruch Hashem, he survived, so he's no longer shchimra. He gets everything back, even in connection with a mikzah. For the mikzah, you have to go and make a kinyan, but if it's kula, you don't have to make a kinyan. So now, Reb Lozer says, my good friend, it makes no difference if you're talking about a bari or shchimra, you always have to have a kinyan under all circumstances. If you're giving away everything, if you're giving away small amounts, makes a difference, you always have to have a kinyan.
So logic,
Maran, a bari.
There is no difference. That's what Yitaka said. Reb Lozer, Aymer, Echad Bari, Echad Misaf. Chesur and Dami does not exist according to him. That's not in his lexicon. He respectfully disagrees. Good. So it says now the Gemara, if you want to look at the first line of the Rishbam here in the Mishnah. You see, Reb Lozer, Aymer, Echad Bari, Echad Misukan. Do you have that?
Yes.
Please read it out loud, clearly.
Reb Lozer, Svirale, the Indian Shchimera,
Einam Gichsum and Dami. Einam, El Kibar Bi Alma Zerach Kenyan. See, he disagreed. Etc., etc. You can look at that on your own time. Okay. And the Masa, he respectfully disagrees there. Einam Kisum Dam. Good. So now the Gemara tells us. On the Amid Beis, Rabbi Yisai, we've just now turned to the Amid Beis, to the top. Amr Loi. So the Chacham said, Rabbi Lozer, you don't know what you're talking about. Maisa be'iman shebnei Reuchel. Don't you know that famous story about the mommy of the bnei Reuchel? Reuchel usually means a merchant. Peddler, a merchant. In our case, whoever Rishbam says, that was his name. His name was Reuchel. When he got an aliyah to Torah, they said, Ya'amoid Reb Reuchel ben Avruham Mishlishi, whatever it was.
Wow. Be very careful.
Yeah, you have to be very careful.
Rochel,
both with an extra vav Rochel. And with a chof and not a ches, and make sure he's a male if you're calling him out for the title.
And he has two hairs.
He has two hairs, exactly.
No, here, here. The Torah without two hairs. You don't have to check the two hairs.
For what?
To call him to the Torah.
Call him to the Torah? It wasn't one of the list.
Or he had the voice, so he had the.
Yes. Anyway, so we continue on. There was the story of the mother of the Bnei Reuchel that Shahisa Choyla, she was sick, and the Gemara is assuming that she was a Shechivmara. For Omra, and she said, Tnu Kivinsi Lebiti. A Kivinsi means my brooch. She had a very, very nice brooch. If you're wondering how much the brooch was worth, Vihi Bishneim Osir Mana. 12 Mana. Wow, that's a very expensive brooch. She says, give it to my daughter. And then she subsequently, Mesa, she subsequently passed away. And there were a bunch of sons, or a bunch of brothers of this young lady. And you can imagine, they were Mekane, because she's getting this great largesse of the Kavinsi that's worth the 12 money. And they're saying, well, doesn't it say in the Torah that when somebody passes away, you give the whole estate to the boys, you don't give it to the girls. And therefore, she doesn't deserve it. Yeah, but this was Matana's Shchimra. Shchimra is allowed to go and give it to anyone and everyone that they want, especially according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika only ben abanim. This is a bas ben abanim. Okay, forget. But bottom line, it says in Gemara, you can give away matana shchimra. The reason why it's effective is because you're already giving it away before the person passes away. You can allocate nechasim. So he gave the kvinzi lebiti v'ibushnei maser manim, and subsequently umesa. And there was no kinyan involved. The kaimu es dvoreha, and the rabbis at the time said, boys, I can feel your pain, but bottom line is, she keeps the brooch. Even though there was no kinyan made. Oh, yeah, but according to Rabbi Lazar, without a kinyan, it's worthless. We should go and say she didn't convey anything, and now it's part of the estate, and all the boys can go and get it. Why are we saying that it's an effective conveyance? Is l'choyde say the Rabbanan, Amru Loi, we disagree with you, Rebbe Lazar, and we have a proof from an earlier Maisa Shehoya, that the Chazal, the Chum at that time, all Paskin, that she goes and gets the Kavinsi against the interests of all of the brothers. So we see you don't need a Kenyan. Omelad, Rebbe Lazar was not impressed, and in fact, he threw in, unfortunately, a curse. And he said, B'nai Reuchel, Tikbrem Iman. All of these brothers, they all deserve to go and go to their graves. And so that there, it's a very harsh statement. And Gemara is going to ask, what's the reason why? My time Kalaila, why did he get so upset? We'll see him here, Shem shortly.
One second. Who ruled? The rabbi said he goes to the daughter.
To the daughter. She can keep the brother.
The boy said, Amen.
But no. They had no choice. They didn't say anything.
Yeah, they said no.
So why did Rabbi Eliezer curse him?
That's a very good question. That's more discussion. Was there my time to collide?
So is it...
Let's just finish the thought, and then you'll ask your question, okay?
Okay.
So remember, Rabbi Eliezer says, for any conveyance, you always have to have a kinyan. And in this case, the mother said, give my brooch to my daughter. The daughter was not present. The daughter was learning in Beis Yaakov at that time. So she never got it. There was no Meshichah, no Hagbah, no Kinyan Sudah, no Kinyan nothing, no Kinyanim whatsoever. She comes home from Beis Yaakov and finds out, unfortunately, her mother Nebuch passed away. They all said Shiva, it's Shloishim, and now the question is, we divvy up the estate. And the daughter hears, oh, mommy gave me the Kavinsi. She gave me that wonderful brooch. Oh, I'm so happy. The boy said, there was no Kenyan made. It belongs to us. It doesn't belong to you. They went to the rabbis at the time, the Kaimus Tavara, and they said, what she said is effective. Kaimus Devoreha. They said that there was full efficacy and validity to what she did, and therefore the brooch is going to go to the daughter and not to the sons, even though no Kenyan was made. Therefore, the Chacham say, Reb Lazar, you're wrong from this famous Maaseh Shehoya of previous generations.
He didn't take it so well.
He did not take it well at all. Amalahan said, Rabbi Lazar, you know why? Because those sons were a bunch of Rishoyim, and because they're Rishoyim, that's the reason why Chazal at that time put a knas, put a penalty on them and say, they don't deserve a penny, and rather, yes, give the kavinsi to the sister. Not that she was really entitled to it, because there was no kinyan made, but because they were Rishoyim, we're going to put a knas on them. Look at the last Rishbam on the Mishnah. That's the Rishbam begins where our Gemara begins. Omelahen, about 8 lines, 10 lines from the top. Omelahen, ein mevien raivim nei roichel, the Rishoyim hoyu, v'halavai shetikmarim imam, halavai their mother should have buried them, kin mefarish taima, she unfortunately passed away before them. Halavai she should have passed away after them, they should have predeceased her and she should have buried them. Kin mefarish taima Gemara, we'll see in the Gemara why. And therefore, why did we say, give the kvinzi lebiti, you know why? Ukenasuhu dekonsim rabbanan. The rabbanan that lived at that time said, lekayim matonas imam lebita. Beloy kinyan. Even though I, Rabbi Lazar, hold normally a matana shchimra without a kinyan is worthless, because we don't say divrei shchimra kilsuvim dama dama, you got to make a kinyan here, because they were so bad. We threw the books at them and we said, forget about it. The kavinsi is going to go to the biti, to the sister.
No aidim are necessary.
Sorry, what?
Aidim, witnesses to the mother giving her brooch to the daughter.
It's not that it was necessary. This is really the question that Ariel asked a couple minutes ago. You don't have to have aidim to effect the chalois of this conveyance, but you will need aidim in case there happens to be a dispute among the family members. Did he not? To aidim say, for sure, we were there. We are recorded in our ears. It's Choris Aluach Libi. We know for sure. That's what Mommy said. The question is whether or not if this was an effective conveyance, says the Chacham. Of course it was effective. You don't need a kinyan. I told you, divrei shchimra. Says Rabbi Lazar, you're wrong. The reason why they gave it to the daughter is because the boys were a bunch of Rishon. Yes.
Oh, is Rochel in this picture? Is he out of the picture?
He Rochel is still learning in Mismanish the daf, and he knows nothing about what's going on, and or he predeceased her. Well, it's not, what I said is not really 100% accurate, because if he was still around, he would be the one that Yarshin
right,
from his wife. And then we wouldn't have a discussion
right,
about the boys.
Right.
The reason why we have a discussion about the boys is apparently the father had already predeceased the wife, so now there's an almana who has a bunch of boys together with the daughter. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew her as the Mrs. Reuchel, and her family, her name may have been Rochel, so maybe it was Mrs. Rochel Reuchel. Could be not, doesn't make a difference. Whatever her name, maybe her name was Surah. Mrs. Surah Reuchel. It's Rechilus. Mrs. Very good. Maybe her name was Mrs. Sarah Reuchel, whatever the name was, but bottom line is, she gave her kavinsi labiti, and everybody agrees that the daughter got it. The question is, why did the daughter get it? Rabban said, because there is chemura. You don't need to make a kinyan. Says Rabbi Lazar, no, it's only because of special knas, a penalty that we penalize the boys because they were shown. What rishis did they do? We'll see in another moment.
Of course, we had that whole Gemara earlier about whether it was machlokas, whether you should give to, when you divide it from
exactly.
To the sons who are not hagun.
Right, they're not going
there. Maybe their children will be.
Off the derech, right, exactly. We had a machlokas about that too. Very good. Shkoyach. Zokti Gemara. Tanya, Omelahen Reb, it says Reb Lezer, but it's a mistake, it's Reb Lozer. Omelahen Reb Lozer, it's the same Reb Lozer of our Mishnah. Maisa, I'll tell you a Maisa. You told me one Maisa about the Iman Shemane Roichel, I'll tell you a Maisa. What was the Maisa? Maisa be Moroini Echad. Moroini could be Miron, or maybe there was a place called Moroin. But the point is that a person who came from Miron or Moroin was be Yerushalayim, visiting, presumably. He had a lot of metaltlin. And he wanted to go and give them away as a matana to a bunch of people. The Gemara assumes at this point that he became a shchimra, meaning that after he reached Yerushalayim, unfortunately, maybe he was hit by a car, or maybe he felt bad, he had a terrible stomachache, he went to the doctor, the doctor says, you didn't know, you have unfortunately pancreatic blank, and you only have a couple of weeks to go, ay, ay, ay. He says, I'm here in Yerushalayim already, I'm staying in Yerushalayim. And Bohayulim Metaltlin had a bunch of Metaltlin, Harbe, Ubikish Lit Matan, he wants to give away Matana Shchimra. Amrulois, they told him, you want to give it to a whole bunch of beneficiaries. They're presumably all in Maroin. You're here in Yerushalayim. Nobody's present. How are you going to go and give it to them? They cannot make a Mashiach. They cannot make a Hagbah. Ah, we have an Eitzah for you. Go and do Metakinyan Agav. This Gemara is brought elsewhere, and Rishbam says in Masechet Kiddushin, and the Gemara asks, why couldn't you make a Kinyan Suder? Why can't you be Mizaka al Yedei Acherim? Our Gemara doesn't go into all the details. It just tells us, I have an Eitzah for you. Go and make a Kinyan Agav. And the person says, Kinyan Agav means that if you have a piece of property, then you can go in Makne Agav that piece of property, Metaltlin. He, however, didn't have a piece of property. He was wealthy and he had a lot of stocks and he had a lot of securities and a lot of bonds and a lot of money, but he didn't have, and Metaltlin, but he didn't have any karka. So what do? Chozer the Holach the Lokach, base seller Echot, Samut Yerushalayim. He bought a small base seller next to Yerushalayim, so that now he owns that, he can go and be Makna with a Kinyan Agav. Now, what's that? Why is he more telling us a base seller Echot, Samut Yerushalayim? So Rishbam explains that he wanted to go and buy something El Chipo, because after all, he's about to go and pass away. He's not interested in buying some a magnificent mansion or a large piece of property. So what was the cheapest thing that he could find? The base seller. Why is it called a base seller? Because it was one big boulder, one big rock. It was not ro'oi lizria, and therefore its value was very, very cheap. How do I know? If you look at the Rishbam, look at base seller, it's about halfway down the Rishbam, it's halfway down the Omud.
Yeah.
Look at base seller. Shana ro'oi lizria, the kana bezoil, l'shem kein, almanas lahaknois. The whole purpose that he bought this is not that he wanted to keep it. He knew that his time is limited. The only reason why he bought this small little piece of property is because he wanted to use it for the Kinyan Agav purposes. How do you use a Kinyan Agav? This is not a Kinyan Chotzer. Kinyan Agav means that you're makna to someone ashtikal real estate together with metaltlin. In our minds, we normally think of the metaltlin being on the real estate, like going and selling an apartment with the fixtures. No, that's not required. For purpose of Kinyan Agav, you can have the karka here in New York, and the metaltlin can be in California, and you can still be makna in that way.
Term? Like you're bundling?
It's a bundling. Very good. It's a bundle, exactly.
The same thing with the shvua also, like the idea of bundling, like you make, if someone has to make
a gilgul shvua, right. We have the same concept there too. Very good. So the Kinyan Agav, what did he do?
So just in terms of Kinyan Suter, I think we said that it's not effective, right? Can we say it's considered from a talpan?
However, Metalton you can do the Kinyan Suder, but however, that's the Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Gemara I believe in Kiddushin says it's talking about that he didn't have a Suder. The Gemara says we're talking about a Gava Artla, that he didn't even have a Suder on him. Can we talk about a person? Artla means that he was not wearing clothing, he doesn't even have a handkerchief on him that he can go, or a pen to go and do a Kinyan Suder. The Gemara has a full discussion over there.
Well, we had this idea before, again, we brought up, it was a Rapapa who wanted to have.
He also did a Kinyan Agav. And the more asks over there also, why didn't do a Kinyan
Agav? So that was because it was.
Because when Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin.
But otherwise you could have done
it. Exactly. Very good. Beautiful.
And we had also the case with the screen, and we also.
Please don't show off your full knowledge of shots. I'm embarrassed that I don't know it as well. You're very kind.
The my own, but
No, you're doing beautifully. Anyway, Yafa Koyecha Talmud. Anyway. So what else would you like to tell us?
No, the case where they run the Svina and they wanted to...
Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel run the Svina and they wanted to give out the Trumas, but the Maisers, right. Also the Kinyan Agav. It's a couple of places.
Why didn't they use a Kinyan Suder there? They had to use a Kinyan Agav.
I think the Gemara asks. And okay. So if Barry was here, he would tell us, you know, what can you do? He's away.
Barry's not even on...
I don't know, this is Alan Shane, so it sounds like one of those kids. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. But getting back to our Gemara now, says the Gemara, I have an eighth view. Let's do a Kinyan Agav. Achim al gav karka. Halach v'lokach beis sela echad. That's this El Chipo little piece of property that was just basically one large boulder. Samach l'Yerushalayim, next to Yerushalayim. The Omar, and he said, Tzvoinoi l'ploini v'imoi meya tzoin u'meya chovies. I am now being makne. I'm transferring to the first beneficiary, to Yanko. I'm giving him the tzofain part of this beis seller. The whole beis seller was like dalet al dalet, like four tvachim or four amos, whatever it was. And I'm giving the tzofain, the northern part, I'm giving to Pliny, to Yankel. And together with it, meyatzoin, 100 100 sheep and 100 chavis. Notice these are all metaltlin. And notice, even though we're talking about that the whole tzofin of that beisela was probably not more than 12 square inches or whatever it was, because you don't have to have that the metaltlin be stored on top of the karka, even if it's another place. So I'm conveying 100 tzayin, 100 chavis. Udroimai and the dorim side, the southern side of Gimel Aplai, the tiberel, and also the imai mei tzayin, mei chavis. And then after that, u mei snabach rachman al slan, he passed away. The kaim chachamim as devarav, and the chamum mekayim his devarim. So what does all of this mean? What all of this means is, l'chayra, there was nobody to go and accept the kinyan agav from him. In other words, yes, he says, I'm giving him a kinyan agav. But did anybody go to that beisela and do a noal godur or poratz kolshu? Nobody. So bazoi, effectively there was no kinyan. He said, I'm making a kinyan agav, but there was no one to accept the kinyan agav for these recipients. And they didn't even know about it. They were in Moroin and he was in Yerushalayim or wherever they were. And we see, therefore, that, what did they say? Start again. It says, he made the kinyan agav for all of these recipients. Why did the Gemara say, Ein lehem takana umru loy in lehem takana chiyak nel gabi karka? Why didn't the tone say, Mister, you don't need to make a kinyan whatsoever. Just go and tell us. We got two people here. We're going to write it down. We're going to record everything that you have to say. What do you want to do? You want to give to Yankel, Mei Yatzoyin, Mei Chavius? Done. Yankel gets Mei Yatzoyin, Mei Chavius. No, but you want to give Beryl? You want to give Mei Chavius? No problem. It goes to Beryl. You want to give Shmuel? Give everything you want. Why did they say, Omer Le'in L'chatakana, you got to go make kinyan agav? That's Reb Lozer's raya. Did you have to make a kinyan? You see, you have to make a kinyan. Don't tell me you have to make a kinyan. Amr Lois, the Chum said, whatever you've said is absolutely correct. You only made one small mistake. What is that?
Fatal.
Misha Mariah. It's a fatal mistake. Misha Mariah, Maroni, Bari Haya. He wasn't a Shchimra. He was a Bari. He was a Gesund. It says later on he died. Yeah. A lot of Gezinta people pass away. It's not the first time in his life. So he came to Yerushalayim. He had a lot of metalkalin. He decided, you know what? I don't need all this metalkalin. Come on, man. And he gave out the yam, he gave it to Beryl. But they're not here. Oh, you want to give it to them? You have to make a kinyanag. He made a kinyanag up, and then he gave it away. But Eina Hanami, he wasn't a shchimra at all. He was a total bari. So no raya whatsoever. Now, for that question that we've all been waiting for, why did Reb Lozer get so agitated and say the Menei Roichel Tikvarem Iman? Says, Iman my time, Kalayat Lehu. Why did he go and curse them? Amrav Yudah Mishmuel, Mekayim Koitzim Bekerem are you? Reb Lozer Letame Ditnan, Hamekayim Koitzim Bekerem. Reb Lozer against Reb Lozer Oimer, Kodesh Vechacham Oimrim Loi Kodesh. Eledover Shekemoyu Mekayimim. Well, what is this all about? We know there's a din of kaloya kerem, which means that you're not allowed to go and plant other types of seeds and plantings and stuff inside a vineyard. It's not only an iser to go and plant, it's also not allowed to be mekayim. Mekayim means what happens if they grew on their own. You have to eradicate them. You have to uproot them and take them out. Now, normally when we think of planting something else inside a kerem, it means something else which is a food item, whether it's chita usa'ira, or it happens to be other food items, whether it's bananas, potatoes, tomatoes, whatever, that they're all merging together in this same kerem. You have kelayim, you got a big problem. Elazar says, even if that extra growth are koitzim, are thorns and thistles, you also have to uproot them because those are also kelayim. Why? Who eats thorns and thistles? L'chayra, these are not even roi l'achila. So why are we even talking about it? Because Reb Lozer holds that the din of another species being mixed together for kelayim purposes, it doesn't have to be a machal adam. It can also be a machal behaima. So you're thinking to yourself, which behaima in its right mind goes and eats thorns and thistles? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. That in Arabia, the gemalim, the camels, used to go and eat koitzim. Oh, so therefore these koitzim are valuable food items. You can't allow them to go and grow in the kerem. So Reb Lozer gave a pronouncement, Aros, you, anybody that has kelayim, the koitzim and kerem, get to uproot them. And the Bnei Roichel Iman ignored Reb Lozer. And they're saying, we're going to keep the koitzim there. Reb Lozer can stand on his head. Oh, so Reb Lozer got very angry at them. He's Rishoyim, that's the reason why they penalized the Rishoyim, and they took the Kvinzi and they give it to the sister, even though Minadin, she wasn't entitled to it. There was no Kinyan made. And I, Reb Lozer, oh, you got to make a Kinyan. Here they made a special Kanas because these brothers were bad.
It doesn't seem like they're so bad.
Yeah, it doesn't. It seems.
What you're saying is the question is better than the answer.
Right.
It's not only that, but the Chum respectfully disagrees.
Yeah, right. So he really took it to heart.
Yeah, for sure. So we're not talking about Reutzchim. We're not talking
that, that's
about
not that. Good. You shouldn't let your personal, affect your
putting on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. Not such,
egregious.
After everything is said and done, it's a bissel schwer. I agree, but it's not my level of maturity and understanding doesn't rise to the level of the Tanoim and Amiroim. It's difficult to understand. So again, my Tamakalayu, why do you say that the mother should have buried them? They kept the koitzim in the kerem. The word kodesh is because it says in the pasuk pentuktash hamaleya, that if a person does allow for kalayim, then it becomes kodesh. Kodesh doesn't mean holy, it becomes defiled, it becomes almost like blasphemous.
Like a kodesh?
Like a kodesh, like a kodesh, So Reb Lozer oimer kodesh, v'chomam oimer loy kodesh. In other words, Reb Lozer said, you got a kalayim problem on your hand? Well, Rucham say no. Ella, when do you have a kalayim, el dovish, a kamoyim, a kaimen, something that you, the people want these koitzim, or want this additional growth, then you have kalayim. But who wants to have thistles? Bishloim a karkoim. Karkoim is crocus or saffron, something which is valuable. Chazi, then that I can understand. Go and be oiker that karkoim from the field. Yaya. And the koitz and my chazi, what can you use it for? I'm Rav Chanina, my time in the blazer. She came by Arabia, in the Arabic countries, or Saudi Arabia, whatever. Mekaimen koitzim besodis ligmaleim. It's a real food. They go and buy it, and they sell it, and they give it to the gemalim. It's a real, and not cattle fodder, but it's camel fodder. And therefore, it's valuable, and that's why it causes kalayim. Get it out! What are the chacham hold? Chacham hold, yeah, that's taka true in Arabia. But roiva oilam either don't have camels, or if they have camels, they don't give them these thorns and thistles. And therefore, I don't go after that miut in Arabia. I'm not concerned about that. You can put two dots over here just for a short moment. Amr Blevi, koinen kinyan mishchimra, afilu b'shabas. V'leilochesh l'divir Reb Lozer, alashem etitroif, daitai olav. What does that mean? You're koinen kinyan mishchimra, afilu b'shabas. You can make a kinyan by a shchimra, not only during the week, but even on Shabbos, if you see that our Shchimra is very much under pressure, and he says, Rabbi Yisai, I'm afraid I'm not going to make it to Havdalah, and I want to make sure that all of these conveyances are going to be conveyed, La'achar Meiv Esrim, because once I'm on the Yenevelt, nobody's going to ask my opinion, and therefore I want to make... You're allowed to make a kinyan, even b'Shabbos. What type of kinyan, says Rishbam? For instance, a kinyan sudur, so that he should have smichas das, he should know, hey, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to worry, it's all done, it's all taken care of. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. But don't think it's because we're choshet Reb Lozer, and Reb Lozer says that Shchimra has to make a kinyan. No, we do not hold the Reb Lozer. We hold that divrei Shchimra k'sum l'shon dami. However, if this particular Shchimra says, I'm noivis, I'm upset, I'm concerned, and therefore please make a kinyan. Make a kinyan. It's almost like pikuach nefesh. Rishbam says, what would be so terrible if you make the kinyan? Because it's mekach u'memker. Mekach u'memker. It's awesome midraban. Even though it's not a real sale and not a real purchase. But mechzik mekach u'memker. And therefore you're not going to do it midrabanan. However, in the case of the shchimra, the chaman relented and they said, we want this person to live as long as possible. Shematitra b'dayt olav. Make a kinyan. Not because of we don't hold the Reb Lozer. But to make this shchimra feel at ease. If he wants to dafka mekinyan, macha kinyan. Zok the Mishnah. Now this Mishnah starts off, it says Reb Lezer. This is dafka Reb Lezer, and not Reb Lozer, as we'll see in a moment. Reb Lezer oimer, b'shabos dvarav kayyamin, memnei shein yochel lichtoif, avaloi b'chay, says Reb Lezer, that on Shabbos dvarav, divrei shchimra work on Shabbos, because you can't write. But not during the week. In other words, this is now a third shita which we didn't have until now. Until now we've had, throughout Shas, until this Gemara today, we assumed that everybody agrees, divrei shchimra k'sum l'shon dami. And then we had this surprise from the Mishnah, Reb Lozer said, no, you gotta make a kinyan. And this Reb Lozer is yovei hakosev hashlishi v'yachriya b'neim. He's a third view. He says sometimes yes and sometimes no. When sometimes yes, sometimes no. B'Shabbos Tvarav Kayamin. Neshani Yachal Lichlev. You're not allowed to do any kinyonim on Shabbos because Mekachu Memker and Gzeira Shem Yichlev is going to write it down. Therefore, no, don't make any kinyon. Devrei Shchim Aksur Rosam Dami on Shabbos. Avlei B'Chol during the week. Reb Lazar is right. You got to make sure that during the week that you go and make a kinyon. So Reb Lazar said before. I'm sorry. Reb Lazar said before. You never have to.
You always.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. You always have to make a kinyon. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. The Chacham say you never have to make a kinyon. Says Reb Lazar of this Mishnah. It depends on Shabbos that you cannot make a kinyon. Dummy, you don't need to make a kinyon. But during the Chol, yes, you do have to make a kinyon, a partial concession to Reb Lazar. And that's the reason why this is Reb Lazar and not Reb Lazar, because just a moment ago, before we started the Mishnah, we said, Reb Levi, if the Shchimra says, I want to have a kinyon b'Shabbos, guess what? Make the kinyon. I mean, not because I'm choshish for Reb Lazar. What do you mean choshish Reb Lazar? If that's Reb Lazar, not Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar says you don't have to make a kinyan on Shabbos because you cannot write. What are you saying? Make a kinyan on Shabbos not because I'm choshish for divrei Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar says you don't have to make a kinyan on Shabbos. So that's why these are two separate. This is not my right. This is Tosis on the Amud Aleph. The Tosis says that the previous Gemara is all Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar says you always have to make kinyan, kinyan, kinyan. Reb Lazar says it depends. On Shabbos you don't make a kinyan, but during the Chol you do make a kinyan. Rabbi Shua Aimer.
So was there a problem with the Gersa? Was there a Yud in there?
That there's a problem. This is a clarification. And that all the Reb Lezers that we've had until now was Reb Lazar. Right. If Barry was here, we'd say it wasn't Reb Lazar ben Pedos. It's Reb Lazar ben Shamua, the Tana. And this Tana of our Mishnah now. I'm sorry? And Reb Lezer is Reb Lezer ben Harkinus. Okay, Reb Lazar is Reb Lazar ben Shemua. This Reb Lazar is Reb Lazar ben Hokkas. How do I know that they're not Eliezer with a Yud ben Hokkas? Correct. Eliezer, not Elazar, or the Hasidim say Eluzar, but this was Reb Eliezer. Exactly right. Now, if you're wondering, okay, there's a difference in name for sure, but what's the difference in halacha? Major difference in halacha. Reb Lazar says you always have to make a kinyan, whether you like it or not. Otherwise, it's not worth a penny. Or make a kinyan on Shabbos, shalei titor daita olav. You gotta make it without a kinyan, worthless. Says Reb Lazar of our Mishnah, on Shabbos you don't make a kinyan. Divrei Shchimra is enough, but b'chol you do have to make a kinyan, just like Reb Lazar said. Okay? You have three sheets now. Chum say, you never need a kinyan. Reb Lazar says, you always need a kinyan. Reb Lazar says, it depends. On weekday, you need a kinyan, but Shabbos, any yachal liftoy, don't make a kinyan. Reb Yeshua holds like the Chachamim, the Shabbos Amru, just like we said on Shabbos, Divrei Shchimra works, Kal V'chaim B'chaim, it certainly works during the week. What is the Kal V'chaim, what's this certainly? So Rishbam says, on Shabbos, if you would want to make a kinyan, if you would want to write it down, you cannot. And the Chum said, it's fine. Divrei Shchimra are okay. Kal v'chomer on Chol, when you could have written a kinyan, you could have written it down, then it's certainly going to be okay. What's the certainly? Says Rishbam, just like we have kol roi lebila, ein bilam akeves. What does that mean? On Shabbos, you could not write it. You could not make a kinyan. Say the Chum, fine, you don't have to. Then during the week when you could make a kinyan, kalaroy lebila, then the bila is not akif, then you don't need to make the kinyan. All you have to do is say the dibor divrei shchimra k'sum v'sham. So Rabbi Shua says, therefore, both Shabbos and during the week, amira is enough. Kiraitzibai, we have a similar machlekes. Zoch lekotten mein zochim legodan. What happens if you have a cotton? Since a cotton can't make his own kinyan, so, and you want to be mezakim, you want to give him something, have a third party. Reuven says to Shimon, I want to go and give a present to this youngster here in Shul, a lovely young man. He helps out with his svarim, he helps out with the gabois, but he's only a cotton. can't make his own kinyan. Therefore, you please pick it up, make a kinyan tzedar on his behalf. No, we're not talking about shemar at all. We're just talking about three normal people.
A cotton can make a kinyan. Right, we have a little problem with lulav, but
that's because someone's makmetin. That's because someone is makmetin. He cannot be zoicha on his own. If he walks down the street and he picks up an aveda, it does not belong to him min ha-toira, it only belongs to him midrabanan, al zdarki shalom, al zheva. We don't want the cotton to be upset. But he doesn't have a schus to be koina on his own. That that you're talking about the arba minim is because I, the owner of the arba minim, I'm makdat him and says, yes, you can use it, it's yours. Or, it's my makdat that works. Look at the Rishbam, five lines on the bottom. Zochen le cotton, you see the Rishbam? Yes. The ingle yad liskas latzvi, he can't do it on his own. Moment should noise and light. Tokne chacham she acher zoicha mekabel etzorchai. I, the no saint, give it to a third party and say, please have in mind for this cotton. Oh, so therefore he takes it, he zoicha on behalf of the cotton. That it works. That's beautiful. So says the Mishnah, ki oitz vay zochen lechon cotton, vayn zochen le cotton. But you can't be zoicha for a godel. It's a big chiddush, says Reb Lezer. Why keep zoicha godel? Let the godel be zoicha on his own. Why do I have to be zoicha on his behalf? He knows how to make a school. What do I have? Let him make the kinyan. So it doesn't work. Well, Reb Shua says, punk verkehrt. Ma'ad al cotton amru, that I can go and be zoicha on behalf of the cotton doesn't have his own yad to be koina. I can be zoicha on his behalf. Kavachim, the godel, it has a yad to be zoicha, and of course I can be zoicha on his behalf. Says the Gemara, Masis mani, Reb Yehudi. We have a machloikis in the Braisa between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. What is the correct understanding of Reb Lezer? Remember we said according to Reb Lezer that on Shabbos Dibur is enough. During the week you have to make a kinyan. However, that's Reb Yehuda's version of the machloikis. Reb Meir disagrees. The Sani Reb Meir Oimer. Reb Lezer Oimer. B'chol dvar of kayamin. During the week, you can do it with Amira Ba'alma. Because since he's able to write, Kalaroi Labila ain't Bila Ma'akiv. Since he's able to write, you don't have to write. Just Dibur. Avli B'Shabbos, you will not be able to go and do it with Dibur Ba'alma. Either you're going to have to do a Kinyan, or you're going to have to tell the Shchimra, wait until after Havdalah. So this is really the reverse of Reb Lezer that we had in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said according to Reb Lezer, that B'Shabbos, Amir is enough, but Choyl, make a Kinyan. This Reb Lezer, which is Reb Meir's version of Reb Lezer, says just the opposite. B'Choyl, Dibur is enough. On Shabbos, you would have to make a Kinyan. So either make the Kinyan because Shem Atitra died to Olav, or you wait until Matzah Shabbos.
By the way, according to Reb Yishon, the previous mission already said that the Shemara can so we had a Lamedal, if the Shemara can make it, Machalik Nechassim, I'll pee.
And if, exactly.
And if, we, even if you don't need to have any type of children.
Let's go back to the Mishnah. A mechalik nechosim al piv, that's the introduction. A person being mechalik is nechosim al piv, just with his mouth orally.
Right.
What do you have to do to effect this mechalik nechosim? Nechosim yish lemachrayis, if it happens to be real estate, you have to make a kinyan kezer sharbach. If it's metalklin, you have to go make a mashiach or hagbol, you have to make another kinyan. But Dibur Ba'alma is worthless. Right. That was Rebbe Lazar, right. And that's Sai during the week, Sai on Shabbos, right. You gotta make a kinyan.
Right.
Rebbe Lezer. There was no Tanakhama, there was just one. This is just an introduction. You want him in Chalik HaZabib, this is Rebbe Lazar, this is the halacha. No problem. Now, Rebbe Lezer of our Mishnah said, I make a compromise. It depends. On Shabbos, you can do it with a dibur. During the week, better make a kinyan. That was Rabbi Yehuda's version of Reb Lezer. Reb Meir's version of Reb Lezer is just the opposite. And that is that during the week, you can go and make a dibur ba'alma. You don't make them a kinyan. But Shabbos, you can't do a dibur ba'alma. The Gemara doesn't say what he would hold. So either go and make the kinyan on Shabbos, like the Gemara said before, Amr Ablevi, Shema Titra Daita Olav, or you tell him, sorry, can't make a kinyan. We got to wait until Matzah Shabbos. So that's just the reverse, that on Choyl, Dibur is enough, Shabbos, you got to make a kinyan. Well, Rabbi Shua says, like in our Mishnah, he starts off in reverse, but the Maisi comes out the same way. B'choyl Omru, that Dibur is enough, because B'choyl the Shabbos, certainly Dibur is enough, because Shabbos, you can't make a kinyan. So Dibur is always good. Again, the same machloikis like we had at the end of the Mishnah, but again in reverse. In our Mishnah, it said zochel lekatan vein zochel legadol. Why? Because a katan doesn't have his own yad, so you can be mezaken his beer, but not for a gadol. Let a gadol do it himself. Punkt verkehrt. You can only make a schus for a gadol because it didn't say gadol has his own yad to go and be koina, so I can be koina on his behalf like a shliach shalom kaboisai. The aim of zochel lekatan, the katan is not in the parish of kinyan. Since he can't make a kinyan for himself, I can't be mezaken. How would a katan go and do arba minim? I don't know. That we'd have to look up elsewhere. But bottom line, ain't zochel lekatan, divrei blessing. We follow the rabban. Reb Shu Omer begadol omru. You could be mezaka for a god. The kavachim, the cotton, certainly can be mezaka for a cotton. She won't have a problem with Arba Minim, so we pass like Rabbi Shua, and everything is fine. This is the version of Rameir. Rabbi Huda Oimer, and now Rabbi Huda quotes our Mishnah. Not he quotes our Mishnah, but he says word for word like our Mishnah. Rabbi Lez Oimer Shabbos, Dvorav Kiyam, Nation Yachel Lichtoiv. That's why oral Divrei Shchimra, Kichsubu Sarvadami, on Shabbos, you can't make a Kenyan. So, you say Dibur. Avalib Chol, you gotta make a Kenyan. They say you don't have to make a kinyan. You certainly don't have to make a kinyan. And kiyoitzibay, the same machlokes again, like we had in the Mishnah. Zochel lekatan, you can only be zochel for katan because he doesn't have his own yad. I mean, zochel lekatan, he can't be zochel for katan. He has his own yad, let himself be zochel. Divrei Reb Elazar. Lekatan amru, madach a katan that doesn't have a yad, we can go and give him a hand and be zoich on his behalf. Kavuchem the God, we can certainly be zoich on his behalf, because Madach, he can do it himself. We can do Ashlich Shalom Kamoise and do it on his behalf. So our Gemara concludes that our Mishnah, Machloikis between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, is according to Reb Yehuda's version. Because according to Reb Meir, it should talk and be just the opposite. And therefore we conclude with that in fact there are four Shitois altogether in terms of Divrei Shchimra. According to the Chacham, as personified in Rabbi Yeshua, every time, weekday, Shabbos, Divrei Shchimra, you never have to make a kinyan. Zero. Shita number one. We had Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua of the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Lozer says, you always have to make a kinyan. During the week, on Shabbos, you always have to make a kinyan. Then we had two versions of Rabbi Lozer. According to Rabbi Lozer of our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yehuda, leave Rabbi Lozer, b'Shabbos, Dibur is enough, but during the week you gotta make a kinyan. According to Reb Meir Omer Blazer, it's just the opposite. It's during the week that the Dibur is enough. It's Shabbos that you have to make the kinyan, and therefore four different views how a Shchimra can convey his property. Hatzlach, everybody, have a wonderful